Today's daf is Daf Tes. Daf Tes is perhaps the most well-known daf in all of Ksuvis, in terms of the yeshivish world, because as we'll see in a second, it's a very difficult one, but it's a well-known one.
Kevin told me that they spent like a month on this daf.
Exactly. So, see, the Gemara is not so long. There's a lot of Tosafim, a lot of Rishonim. It's a tremendous, big sugya. So the Gemara says the bottom of Ches Amar Beis, the last three words, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So the Elazar says as follows. Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman La'osar Alav. Somebody says, I found an opening. He is believed to forbid her on him. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. The husband says, I found an opening. V'tainas damim ein lo. And there's no claim of the blood that he saw dam b'sulim. K'gon shimi mishpachas durkti. Shein lehem dam b'sulim k'di l'kama. We'll see in tomorrow's daf, not together, but tomorrow's daf you'll see that there's a family called Durkati family. They didn't have damim. There's no dam b'sulim for this family. So you couldn't say that, oh, there's no dam b'sulim, or there was. There's no dam b'sulim to be found. And, oh, shenev dami menu mapev lo yada im hayadam olav. Or maybe it's a situation, so now he should give this year. He spent too much time in yeshiva and Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. So, or the situation Rashi explains.
Yes.
He wasn't here yesterday.
He was yesterday.
Or David.
Issachar Dov. Issachar. Issachar.
Issachar.
Yeah. You're running with Job.
It's a Hasidic way of learning.
So the Rashi says that the situation where there's no Tainus Damim, either she came from the family of Durkati, which had a Mesorah of not having Dam Basulim, or Rashi says, Shenevda Mimenu Mapa, the Mapa that they had, the Birishona, was lost, so they didn't know if there was Dam or not. Aval Zos Buralo, Shepesach Pasuch Matzasi. But he was certain that Pesach Matzasi, that certainly she had Bia before. And this was not her first time having Bia, because Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. That was his Taina. So the Gemara says that he's Neman to Asa her on him, says Rashi. Neman Osa Alav, Viafa Pishain Hadavar Ze Yachol Lizbarer. There's no way to actually clarify, to find out whether this was true or not. El Al Piv, he's the only person who could ascertain whether it's really Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Legavi Nafshe Havi Mehemen Lishavi Alech Haticha Di Sura. So we don't really believe him with respect to everyone else, that Pesach Basuach, that she had been in the past, that she's no longer Basula, but only with respect to himself, he's Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura is the klal, that he asked her to himself. Aval Lafsida Laksuba Sa Lom Heman. He's not believed to have her lose any money. He just created Isser. It's a whole big discussion on what it means, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura, but let's just assume right now it's a nether. So basically what he did was he took a nether upon himself that she's usher to me now. That's what Rashi explains. She's usher, I'm making a nether, she's usher to me. That's in essence what he's doing by him saying, Pesach Matzuch Matzasi, okay, we're going to accept what you're saying. It's like a nether, she's usher to you. But to say to the rest of the world that she's Pesach Matzuch Matzasi, that we don't believe you, so she still is allowed to collect her ksuba. It's only a nether, almost, that she is usher to him.
So Rashi says that it's Mishpachat Durkati, because he doesn't say Velo Matzati Badam Betulim. Is that explained the reason why he used
right.
this lashon?
If it was a situation, the first thing we always it's check really, is was there Dam Betulim.
Right, so I'm saying, but the fact that the Gemara doesn't say Dam Betulim, it says Petach Patuach, that's how he's trying to explain for it.
No, he's trying to say what kind of taina is this? If she is basula or not basula, go check if there's dam.
Exactly.
Oh no, there can't be either. They lost the mapa, or she's a family that doesn't have dam basulim, so we can't take that route.
How can you lose the map?
Hmm.
How can you lose the map?
Like everything else, it happens. Okay, so Tosfos gives another example of other situations where there might not be dam basulim. If you look at Tosfos. Tosas di Ramaschil Homer Pesach Batsuach Masasi. Peish Bakuntris, the Tainus Damim Lo Kamar. There's no Tainus Basulim in this scenario. Kigon Shinev the Hamapa, she lost the Mapa. Oshihi, Mimishbachas Durkadi, Shein Lehem Damim, like Rashi says. Rabbeinu Hanano Mefarish, the Bulgaris Umukas Eitz, Ein Lehem Damim. A Bulgaris, a woman above the age of 12, she too is not going to have the Tainus of Basulim, because at that age, the Basulim are sometimes no longer there. So she could always claim, I had a Basulim, but I'm too old now, I lost the Basulim. Or, to case of Mukas 8, another situation where she may have lost it could be from riding a horse or something else that may have caused the Dam Basulim to no longer be there. What? Mukas H literally means to be hit with an H. So in that Malkum, she's Mukas H hit with an H. So somehow something removed the Dam Mesulim in a different way other than Bia. Okay. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Vamai, why do we believe him to aser her on him? Amai, Svek Svekahu. It's a Svek Svekahu, double Suffolk. Why? Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Ain Tachtav, Im Tim Shlomer Tachtav, Suffolk Bonus, Suffolk Beratzon. So there's a double suffix here. It's first of all, it's possible that you're right. If they were engaged already, when they were engaged, when she was in Arusa, and if she were with another man, she would be aser like an ish to him. There'd be an iser to be with each other. But there's a suffix when, so let's assume we trust him. When did this happen that she was with another man? It could have happened before they actually got married. So she would never be aser to him. If it was before Arison, she wouldn't be aser. She would be a Beula, not a Basula. It's a different story in terms of the Ksuba money, maybe Mechachtels, but not to aser her on him. So she, if it happened beforehand, we don't know when it happened. It could have been after engagement, it could have been before engagement. And even if it was during engagement period, during Arusa, it could have been a situation of onus or ratzon. It was done by onus if she was raped. So the person's not going to be usher to her husband if she was raped. If it was ratzon, then she would be usher. But it's a double suffix. Again, whether it's before they were engaged or after engaged. And even if it was after engaged, it's still a possibility that it was done by onus and therefore mutter to him.
So let's say the first one says suffix tachta.
Mm-hmm.
What is it referring to?
So Rashi says suffix tachta means mishinis arsa zinsa. When she was under him, meaning when she was engaged to him, under his responsibility, under his watch,
and
maybe.
So the first suffix is suffix taftaf, suffix in. Okay.
So let's read it inside Rashi, just to Rashi will say it clearer than I could ever say this. So Rashi says, Vamai, why is she usher to him? Vamai mitzasri, says Rashi, Aleha. Afilu im hemenes loy de nivela, even if, let's say, we believe him that she had tashmish before him, it's still suffix tachtav mishinisar sazinsa. It is suffix whether they were engaged when this had happened, or suffix ain tachtav, says Rashi, elakodem shinisar sazinsa. Maybe beforehand she was with another man. And even if it was tachtav, it's a suffix beones, Rashi explains, vanusa sharia be'eshis Yisrael, a Jew, a Yid, a non-Kohen, we'll get to in a second, but a non-Kohen who's married to a woman and the woman's raped, she's not going to be asa to him, says the pasuk to the kaman, mivihi lo nispasa. So that's the shayla. No, I think so. So the Gemara says again, so what's the reason why she's asked? Tim is a sex faker. So the Gemara explains, Lo tzricha be'eshes kohen. First answer the Gemara says is where she was an eshes kohen. And the eshes kohen is usher, her husband, sorry, his wife is usher, even if it's be'ones, the wife is going to be usher to the kohen. So it's really only one suffix. Suffix tachtav, suffix lo tachtav, that's one suffix. Suffix yisur deraisa l'chumra. But in terms of the question of ratzon or ones, it doesn't make a difference with respect to an eshes kohen. Even if it was zinsa be'ones, she will be usher to her husband, the kohen. So that's one answer the Gemara says. And second answer the Gemara suggests is v'ibay seima be'eshes Yisrael, a wife married to a non-kohen, ukigon dekabel ba'avua to kedushin p'chusa migat bas shlosha sharam v'yomechad. So a situation where this girl was accepted at under the age of three. Her husband had arranged the marriage, so she was already engaged from the age of under three. So that situation, we'll see inside Rashi, but basically, let's say she had tashmish before the age of three. Dam Basulim were told for the Gemara that it comes back if it's under the age of three. So that means if they were engaged, let's say the age of two, I know it's hard to imagine, but let's say the age of two,
it's
she was...
hard to imagine. Right. As many times you mention it, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
But,
right. But okay, so let's just...
There were three was different, the counting was, I don't know.
Whatever it is, so let's say the age of two, she was engaged by her father to this man. Well, just we have to do under the age of three. We could do two, if you want to do 2 years and 11 months, that makes it easier for you. Okay. So the age of two, so she's engaged, and let's say she's mezana with another man. So any dam mesulim that she loses is going to come back to the Gemara tells us. So now when she's age of three, she's going to have new dam mesulim, but she's already engaged. So there's never a shaila anymore. We knock out the first suffix of tachtav versus lo tachtav because there should have definitely been dam mesulim now because she was from the age of three and on, she was engaged already. So if she had no longer dam mesulim anymore, at least in this case, Pesach Pasuach, but I guess it's a little complicated, but let's assume dam mesulim for a moment. So after the age of three, there's only one safek we're dealing with, whether or not, if she has no damasulim, it's only one safek of whether it was beratzon or beonas. But tachtav is lo tachtav, it was definitely tachtav because the damasulim had returned after the age of three. So let's see that in Rashi. Rashi says, p'chusami bashlosh shanim, v'achshav hi gadol. Now she's above the age of 12. U'pisuya pisuiv enu onas. So any tashmish, we saw this already in the Gemara Yevamos, any tashmish that happens below the age of 12 is always considered a piso, is always considered it's always considered onus, not, sorry, it's always considered onus, not ratzon. Everything she does is onus. I think in the Mishnah we saw this. Right. Hilka chad safik ika, safik onus, safik ratzon. It's only really one question. Wait, may I misread this then? May I say the Rashi the wrong way? Yeah, exactly, right. It's only, now that she's above the age of 12, it's only a question whether it's safik onus, safik ratzon. Aval, with respect to safik tachtav, safik ein tachtav, leka, there's no shaila there. She'ilu nivela kodim lachein hayu besuleha chosim, because had she had tashmish before the age of three, these always, the besulim are always going to return after the age of three, because it's not maseches nida pachas mikan kenosin etzva be'ayin she'dima yotzis v'chozer. So that's the mashal the Mishnah brings, but the damasulim is always going to return at the age of three. So we have already neutralized one suffix about tachta versus lo tachta. It has to be that they had tashmish above the age of three. So the only shot that's here with this Rashi's explanation is we're talking about Pesach Basuach Matzasi. He's explaining Dam Basulim, a different time, which we said we're not really talking about now.
Exactly. I also found that it's a good
right. So I'm not sure. I didn't look into this at all, but that's a question. I don't remember what the answer is.
I still don't understand. What was the
Gemara here is talking about the suffix of Pesach Basuach Matzasi. Right, whether or not it's a sfek sfeika, it should be usa. So we tried to neutralize one of the sfeikos. So in this suffik here, where it's tachtav versus low tachtav, we already neutralized, it has to be after the age of three. It has to be tachtav. But why?
Because
the dam assume always returns.
You know, what happens if she mispachad durkati, then you would have the same story. Then you still have two sfeikos. That's the question.
That's a question also.
That's a question on the Gemara, right? Why? Because the fact that she didn't find the Dam Besulim after three, it doesn't necessarily mean that it happened.
No, but he's saying it's Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, not Dam Besulim.
Right, so the only reason why we knocked out this first suffix was because of Dam Besulim.
No, because, I mean, I think the whole Besulim plays it.
No, they are, but we don't really care so much about the Dam Besulim here. We care more about Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So the fact that the Dam Besulim returned after the age of three shouldn't be of relevance.
I think the whole Besulim returned, not just the Dam.
That's fine. Pesach Matzus, that's what we're saying. Pesach Pasuach also ends up being closed. If that's two things happen with Dam Besulim. One is Pesach Pasuach, and number two is Dam Besulim are removed.
Right.
So all we know from Rashi is Dam Besulim return. Is Rashi also telling us, which he doesn't say, that also the Pesach Pasuach is being sugger now? It's being closed? Right.
I think it has to be that way.
It should be. The question is, why is Rashi using the Lashon of Dam and not that it went back to normal?
I think it's a kosher thing. If you have a Dam, kosher thing.
It could be. I don't know how it works medically. You have no doctors in here?
Because it could be that he didn't have that she didn't see Dam, and he was closed.
No, it was open, you're saying, and she had Dam. That's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say
right.
She had Dam and it was open.
And it was open. It could still happen also.
I mean, I think...
It's certainly possible that that's what goes on. I don't know. Rashi doesn't say anything about... our concern is Pesach Pasuach. He doesn't address that.
Right.
It's being assumed that if there's Dam assumed, I guess there has to also be... Sagar, whatever that the Lashon you would use for it.
Can we review the case of the Kohen, Basishus Kohen?
Yeah, the halacha is that, in general, Kohen, Anashus Kohen, whose Mizana, even Ones, will be usher to her husband.
Okay, so then we have only one Safik, which is what?
Exactly, that's the one Safik is whether it's Tachta versus Lo Tachta.
But even if it's Lo Tachta, it would still be usher.
Lo tachta, right? Yeah, very good. I think this is part of Tosus's line of questioning. I think. Did Tosus ask this question?
Is she honest, lo tachta?
No matter what, if it's a kohen tachta, lo tachta, she's also
to a kohen.
She ends up being a zona, right?
It's be a zona,
even though if it's in an honest.
Yeah, no, an honest lo tachta is not aser. Tachta
to a kohen.
Yeah, but now we took up. Now we're staying with the tachta. The onus.
Why would you cut the onus?
Because even if it's tachtav, it would be asr. Honest tachtav is asr.
It might be a different type of isr, though. The Isser Zona, they don't have Isser than Isser and Ashes Ish.
Yeah, but we're talking about that he's also himself.
Right. If they were married, let's say it was Tachtav, so it'd be us and an Ashes Ish, Sukkim and Parshas Naso.
Right.
Isser the Baal, Isser the Baal. If she was, let's say, if it was Eino Tachtav, so then she'd be a Zona, according to the Gemara and Yevamos.
Right.
But that would be a lesser Isser.
It is.
So the
it
question.
It is, but it's still the fact that it's bringing us that she's a Kohen is trying to tell, like, I don't think, are we taking one part or not the other?
Right, so you seem to say that both, there should be no, there shouldn't be Shaila at all.
Right.
She should definitely be us, or there's no suffix. It's
there's
not,
no
it's zero suffix.
It's not that there is one suffix.
That's a talk of a good question.
But okay, but maybe there is no suffix. But Rashi says there is one suffix.
Right, Rashi still says there is.
Right.
Do any of the footnotes or anything here? Right, you need more than a month for this sugya, but that's a good question. I don't see anyone asking this. Okay, we'll see if I can find something afterwards. So the Gemara says, so my Kamashon, what's this coming to teach us? We already have another Mishnah that tells us this halacha. Tanina, the Mishnah tells us, Ha Omer Leisha Kidashticha, he Omeris Lo Kidashini. So he says to her, Kidashtich, that I marry you, and she said, no, you never got married to me. It's not true. So what's the halacha? This is found in later on in Sechas Kedushin also. He muteris bekrova v'hu asa bekrova. So she denies the marriage. She says, we're not married. We're not engaged. So she's still muter to marry any of this person's relatives, a father, a brother, someone, whoever it might be. But he who claims that they are engaged, he asers himself to any of her relatives. He cannot marry her sister. He can't marry her mother. He can't marry her daughter. So that what comes out. So we see from here, Rashi explains that my Kamash Mel and Tanina, we already learned this concept. She'odom ne'mon al atzmo le'eser lo es ha'motar al piv. He's able to ask her things. Let's take the nether approach. He could create nedarim saying that that person and her family is all asher to me, and it's not going to have any impact on what's going to be asher to her. So, okay, Rashi just explains everything we just said. No need to read all those Rashi right now, I don't think. So then the Gemara says, no. Mal the same, what would you have thought? Tossam from that mission alone in Kedushin, Hasam Devade Kimle. Aval Hacha, Mekim Hu Delo Kimle, Kamashlam. Over there, he says definitely, I'm 100% positive that you are married to me. So, in such a situation, so we're going to create Shavya Nafshe Haticha De Isura, that he created a nether that all her relatives will be usher to him. But here, he says, Pesach Vatsuch Matsasi. He doesn't really know Pesach Vatsuch Matsasi. He thinks it's Pesach Vatsuch, more open than he would have imagined. But maybe he's not really sure. Delo Kimle, he doesn't really know. Kamashalan, we trust him. It's a question,
right,
what's
he,
the...
He
yeah.
answers a physical fact. On the other one, he said an actual... He did an action.
Exactly.
The action is 100% us.
Right.
This is just a situation that he found physically, but he's not really saying that...
Uh-huh. Exactly. He didn't
necessarily depend on him.
Right.
Right.
The first one. He did it himself.
Right.
So now this Kamashalan, Rashi doesn't tell us what's the Kamashalan, but I think there are two ways to understand the Kamashalan. Either the Kamash Malan is telling us that, no, he is Kimle. He does have the ability to ascertain whether Pesach was Sukh Matas. We trust him, just like he could vaday say, I engaged this woman. He also could vaday say, Pesach was Sukh Matas. Or the Kamash Malan could be, no, he doesn't really know. But with respect to Shavah Nafshe Chaticha Disura, that concept, even in Misafik, a person could asser people on himself or create Isurim based on a suffik of not really knowing the situation. But Tosa doesn't weigh in, Rashi doesn't weigh in what the Kamash Malan is. So I'm looking at Tosa Rid for a second. He does say something here.
Mm-hmm. בתירוצה היא שרב ילזר מלמדנו שאפילו בחור פנוי יודע אם פתח פתוח מצא או לא. שאפילו בחור פנוי יודע.
So we trust him. He does know about that. That's according to... that's the footnote. Either footnote, it's Machlokas. Apparently, the Shita Mekubetzes versus the Ritva argue on this point. The Ritva writes that he's Kimle. He knows, right?
Yeah.
But Shita Mekubetzes explains Rashi to say he doesn't know,
right.
But he still has the ability to create Isurim even if he's not a Baki. Apparently, Tosus has a base in that big Tosus.
He's stating a fact, and he cannot go and say, listen, right.
But the question is, can he? Does he really know the facts?
Does he know the facts?
Do we trust him? Right. So that's the Machlokas. Shita Mikubetz is versus the Vitavah. And apparently, the Tosus at the beginning, Beis Manaf, which we did not see inside, though, but we did address this, who addresses this Gemara, he also takes the approach of the Bachar does know his Kimla. He does
or
know.
Could be his second wife.
Could be his second wife, right. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hachi, does Rabbi Elazar really say this? V'hamar Rabbi Elazar, does he really say Pesach Matzuach Matzasi Neman Li Osra? Is that really true? V'hamar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Ha'isha Neseres Al Baila Ela Al Iske Kinoi Ustira Ukmaisa Shaya. The only time a person could ask his wife on him, if it goes through the whole process of Sota, where there's a Kinoi, where there's a warning that you cannot be with this man, and she went ahead anyways, Bestira, she went in secrecy with this man for a certain period of time. That's the only situation.
Right. The truth is, he didn't do a nader or anything. He just stated a fact.
Right. Well, the Ketos and others talk about when you state a fact like that, it's in essence a neder that you've taken upon yourself. It wasn't that we view it as the same koach neder according to some achronim. But this Reb Elazar says the only way a wife could be ushered to a husband is only through the avenue of kinoi stira. This is not the avenue of kinoi stira. This is simply a neder or shavah nafshei chetichah diyisura. And like the Maisa Shehaya, Rashi tells us refers to Bat Sheva. It's really actually Bas Sheva. My daughter's name is Bat Sheva. But if you learn Tanakh, it's really two words, really Bas Sheva. So she used to get very insulted when like her teachers would call her Bas Sheva.
What? That's in the thing.
In Tanakh, the way it's written, you see Rashi says Bas Sheva, it's two words.
Yeah.
It's Bas, that's how it's written with a suf as opposed to a tough. Bas Sheva, two separate words. But everyone pretty much calls, anyone named Bat Sheva is called Bat Sheva for the most part. So my daughter, growing up, we always called her Bat Sheva, but her teacher sometimes called her Bas Sheva. She got very insulted. That's not her name. But so Kamaisha Shehaya, so the situation of Bat Sheva, and Ricky could certainly fill in the stories for us about Bat Sheva. So Bat Sheva and David and everything like that. So that story was talking about Kino Yistira. So that's the only way that it was. There's no Kino Yistira there, was there?
No.
So what do you mean by Kamaisha Shehaya?
Yeah,
I was about to ask. Okay. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Tisvara? Does it make sense? Maaseh Shehaya b'kinoi stira hava? The story of David and Bathsheba had a kinoi stira. Rashi explains, we didn't get to that Rashi yet. V'od, moreover, mi asura? Was she ever asura in the first place? Rashi explains,
She had
the get, right? The get of the.
Before he went to the war.
Right, get Muhammad, the Gemara, and Amin Beza, I think, is going to address it.
But that's why they say that David didn't really do. He didn't do the right thing, but he wasn't really. It wasn't really a chet. It was more like
meaning in tachlis. He didn't do anything wrong. He had bad meaning behind it.
Right. He sent her husband to the front.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in actuality, he didn't do something wrong.
Right.
He got punished.
Right. Yeah.
So the question is: so first of all, we see Rabbi Lazar says that the only time. Yeah.
But the first one passed.
But
the first one died. When he had the first time, the first baby died.
Oh, she had a baby that died, but she had a baby that died
sure,
first.
Sure, the one that they had while she was married died. Hashem killed him.
But she was not married because she gave a get.
But either way, the truth that happens to be all Malchus based David came from these interesting relationships,
yeah.
Yehuda and Tamar,
right.
Rus and Boaz.
Cannot be something wrong.
Right. Lot and Moav. Lot and Moav was ultimately the daughter of Bnos Lot.
Yeah,
that's
Lot,
Rus,
yeah.
And ended up being with. So
bottom line
all
is that Shlomo HaMelech only came from the Bia they had after they got married. Okay.
So maybe it's the time of Ish. The issue is timing. You know, meaning he didn't do something wrong. With the timing that he didn't was wrong.
Right.
Okay, let's continue. We're running out of time. So the Gemara says again, Rabbi Elazar says that the only time a person can be Aser is through Kinoi V'Stira, and just like the Maisa Bat Sheva, there's no Kinoi V'Stira, first of all. Number two is she was never Aser to him because it was done through a get. Rashi explains all of this. So what's the Issa that he's referring to? So Gemara says, Holokasha, Hachi Kamar, this is what he means to say, Ein Ha'isha Neseres Al Baila El Al Iske Kinoi V'Stira, Mi Maisa Shehaya, De Lo Hava Kinoi V'Stira, Velo It's Asra. To tell us that no, just like Maisa Shehaya Bat Sheva, where she was not Aser at all because there is no Kinoi Yistira. Only if there is Kinoi Yistira is she going to be Aser.
That's why he was able to marry her. That's why he was able to keep her afterwards.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So the Gemara says, Mikol Malkum Kasha, there's still going to be a Kasha. Fine, you dealt with the issue of Maisa Batsheva, okay, but there's still a Kasha. Kinevastira in, according to Belazar, that's the only avenue you could aser a wife. But it comes to Pesach Pasuach law, but to make a taina Pesach Pasuach, there's no basis to say that's going to be aser to her husband. Rebbe Elazar himself is the author of each statement, so there's a steer within Rebbe Elazar himself. Gemara explains, L'tameich, according to your line of reasoning, Kinevastira in Edom lo, so the only way is really Kinevastira, but let's say you have two Edom who say that we saw your wife and another man, it was Edom so with their own eyes, that's not going to ask them, only if you have a kinoi v'halad by stira. Certainly not true. So you can't take this statement literally that only kinoi stira. There are going to be other situations as well which could ask her the husband, her husband. So el hachi kamar, so rather what Blazer meant to say was as follows. Ein ha'isha neseres al baila be'ed echad ela b'shne edim v'kinoi stira afil be'ed echad nami u'pesa pasuach kishne edim damin. So the Gemara says there are really three ways to aser. The kina vistira, the only way a woman could be aser to her husband through an eid echad is through the avenue of kina vistira. Or you could have two eidim. And Pesach Pasuach serves the same purpose as it acts as shnei eidim, which is a fascinating line, how that's really true.
But the Gemara is not going to refute this?
The Gemara, I don't remember. I guess we'll see. I don't think so. I think the Gemara holds us to the maskana though. So let's look at this, let's look at Rashi on the bottom, about Eid Echad. See Rashi, Afil Beid Echad, that when it comes to Kina Vistira, even one Eid is enough to Aser her. Afil Ein Betuma Eid Ela Eid Echad Neman. Even if there's only one Eid with respect to her becoming Tuma, which means when she had Tashma, she was Mizana, Dichsiv V'Eid Ein Bas is a Pasuk in Parshas Naso. Vomer Mar, Kol Malkum Shinemar Eid Harikan Shnaim, there means two. It's a little confusing Gemara there, but we'll read it anyways. The Rashi, v'kamar achmana aid ein ba tre elachad. The Gemara, the pasuk says there are not two. There's not an aid. There's not a group of two aidim elachad, but there is one. Hilu netpasa asura sheraglein ledavar shezinsa shekina lav nistira. That there was kinoi, there was stiro, there was a warning. Veid echad meida sheitmeya. After that whole introduction of all the things going on, that first her husband warned her, don't be with that man, and then aid echad came along and said that she was with another man, there's actual tumah, there's actual tashmis, we will believe the Eid Echad, since it's in the backdrop of there being kinoi beforehand. So that's a situation where we will trust in Eid Echad. And the continue reading of Rashi, Rashi says, just drop down one line, De pesach pasuach lo sal asmo kishne edin dami sharei davar baruhu lo shenivala. So it's so clear to him, to the husband, that it was true that she was pesach pasuach, we view them as shnei edin. Now, certainly it's not going to be the same level of Shnei Edim. If somehow there were Edim that are going to go against him, that she wasn't Pesach Pasuach, if she was, let's say, watched for her entire life, two Edim saw from the entire life, from the time she was born until the time she got married, so then we would just certainly believe the two Edim over him, I would imagine. Oh, it's Machlokas, really? With respect to, but it would only, I imagine if he would still believe him, it would only be in terms of a Neder, but not in terms of actual Edis Nemanus, though. Right, so if you take the nether approach, so Edom could say whatever they want, he took a nether upon himself. You can't go against that. If it's an issue of Nemanus, which Rashi seems to be taking the Nemanus approach, he says Barulo. Mm-hmm. So then, according to Rashi, I would imagine that two Edom who would say no, she was never Pesach Basuach, then I would think Rashi would think that we wouldn't believe him. But no.
If she herself is Asur, even aside from the aid, meaning from the fact itself, that from the master itself.
Uh-huh. So if we view Meshnei Edim, will that make her also to another husband also? To, let's say, Cohen?
רשש בביור דבריהם שהאישה נאסרת אף אם ידוע לבעל מאזנוז על ידי עד אחד שנאמן עליו. Meaning that the fact that she did it is what's after them, not the Eidos. And it seems that Rashi is totally on the Eidos, no?
Yes, I agree. I think Rashi, with the lashon of the Bar Lahulo, seems to me that he's taking that it's Nemanus, that we believe in like Eidos.
From Rashi, או על ידי עדים שראו את הזנות, או מפני שהוא יודע כן בבירור כגון על ידי שמצא פתח פתוח. So it seems that there is like a theoretical discussion if she's assured to him even if there is no edim, or the edim are the one and the edim are the one that make him assured, or she's just assured anyways, and if he's for if he's 100% sure that it happened, even though there are no edim, she's still assured to him.
This is Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, you
That's
said?
That's what it seems to me.
Which Tosfos, I wonder.
It says, Dibra Matchil, Mipnei. Here, the last one.
I see, okay. Okay, so you look at Tosfos, the second half of Tosfos, not a long one, but the second line down or second line up, either one, in the middle, Im Tomar. Im Tomar de Pesach Basuch Kishnei Edim Dam. If you're going to take that approach, which the Gemara ends up concluding, Amaylo Asura the David, the David Ha Yodeya Bivada Shinivala, Vafa Pisha Asa Chuva, Vikomokum Ikva, Vim Haisa Asura Lo, Lohaya Osa Tavik Lochala Lisha. I'm not sure that question. Okay, fine. So either way, there is what to be spoken of apparently about. How do we take this line that means Pesach Batsuach Kishnei Edim Dami? What does that really mean? Is it really an Edus issue, or it's really just another way of saying a strong neder, a strong Shavu Nafshe Chaticha Disur that he took upon himself, Nafkamina, maybe being, if other Edim come along and say that no, it's not Pesach Batsuach, you were incorrect, do we still trust him with respect to himself or not? So Gemara says now, the bottom of Tesam and Aleph, V'chitem Ma'isa Shayyab Mipnei Ma'lo Asura. So if you're going to say that's the case, so by the Ma'isa Shayyab, why do we not asur him? Rashi says, "Mipnei malo asura al David." Why do we not say Batsheva's asur to David? Shere edim harbu yadu. Many edim knew. So what's the kasha here? So many edim knew. Is that Pesach Pesuch shayla here?
Meaning everybody knew what's going on. Everybody knew that he
But this.
A lot of
So right now we don't know the kind. We don't know about the get case yet. That's what we don't know. We don't know about the get. That's the problem. The Gemara's going to answer that in the Amid Beis, right? Right.
But
so.
He didn't see the actual act.
Okay, so if that's the case, everybody knew that they were miyachid with each other. So then they should be usher. So Gemara said, "Hasam ones hava." There was a situation of ones. So what exactly was the ones here? That David was Ma'anis Batsheva. Right.
He took her.
So therefore, even Onus, even though David was Ma'anis, so it sounds like she does not become Usher, so to the Boel, even also, it sounds like. Sounds like a big Chiddush. So I understand the Onus, the one who's the Nusa, does not become Usher to her own husband. But the Chiddush here also, that the Boel, the Ma'anis, also doesn't, normally it's Usher the Baal, Usher the Boel. But here, the bowl won't be usher.
It's not usher l'bal.
No, that's, I would have thought, if it's done b'ratzon, the halacha is usher l'bal, usher l'bal.
If she gets divorced.
If she gets divorced, right.
Right.
So that's number one. Does anyone argue on that? I guess you can't argue on that. Otherwise, that's how the Gemara answers. But okay. So then the Gemara says, "Vibai Seima." Alternatively, you could suggest that Kihal Damar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Really, the situation of Kol Hayotei L'Melchemes Beis David Get Krisus Kos of Liish. So, anyone who went out to the war to fight for David's army would write a Get Krisus to his wife. Dechsev Vesachicha Tivka L'Shalom Ves Aruvasam Tikach. Let's see Rashi for this. So Rashi says, "Get Krisus Kos of Lishto. Shim Yomus Bamilchama. If he dies in the war, you get Miyom Kisivaso. The get's going to be chal retroactively from the day he wrote the get. But Rei Meis Uriah Bamilchama, and Uriah ended up dying in the Milchama, so it's a retroactive get, and Bathsheba ended up being single. Dichsev, the pasuk Rashi says, Bamilchames Shaul Vesachicha. It says, V'David Lamad Mi Yishai Aviv. He learned from his father Yishai Lahanig Shafa Yotzin Milchamas of Osin Kain that even people going to war should do the same. And Varm Hamuravim Beino Leveino." So actually, that's the Gemara is going to explain this. So
but
again,
it's a question. Still, the first Bia was Beisur because even though, right,
he gave the gift, but he was still alive.
Yes, prayer, I am prayer.
Right. Right. So, but that's a question. Mafreya, so retroactively, it wasn't ended up not being usher, which is fascinating. That moving forward, something's usher, then retroactively becomes mutter.
Right.
We have a similar case where something sometimes mutter, then retroactively becomes usher. So, for example, let's say Kohen is makriv many karbanos, and then it turns out he's a ben grusha, he's a chalal, he can't be a Kohen. What happens to all the karbanos that he brought before they knew he was a chalal? Says machlokas b'yishur b'elazar. What happens? One opinion says that lemafreya, all the karbanos he brought is actually going to be possible. Even though when you brought them initially, everything was mutter, it's now retroactively going to be usher. The other opinion says, no, we only look at him as a chalal mikanu l'habab, but everything lemafreya is still going to be good. But here's the opposite. Now, where everything beforehand was actually usher, we're retroactively going to say it's mutter what was done, which is a fascinating concept. There's a whole sefer on the Mechemes Dav, the get of Mechemes David. I think Rav Zevin has a whole big, I'm not sure I say it, but a huge, huge essay he writes on this whole discussion. Okay. So what's this pasuk again? The pasuk says, and again, v'asachecha tifkod l'shalom. So you should, I guess, your brother tifkod l'shalom for peace. And as arubasam tikach, and the mixture literally should be taken. So what does that mean? My ves arubasam tikach. Tani Rav Yosef Dvarm Hamuravim Beino Leveino, that which is mixed between husband and wife, Rashi explains Elu Kedushin. And Rashi says further, Tikach Titol Mibinehem Ayeget. Remove, take away, remove the Muravasim, remove the Kedushin that exists between you, husband and wife, in order to prevent any from her falling to the Yavam. The whole point was that we don't want her to be Zakuk to the brother in law. If she has no children, I guess also the question becomes, if that's the real reason, Rashi doesn't say, I'm saying the reason, Rashi doesn't say this. The reason is to prevent it from having fallen to the Yibum. This should only be relevant if there are no children. If there are children, then there's no problem of Yibum, as we know. There's no Zakuk Liyavim. What? No, it can't be Shad Vaguna, because it's only true if there's, only if there's Misa will it work as a get. If there's no Misa, then there's no get. A Guna will only exist if we don't know if he died or if we stuck to a Yavam. But let's say she has children. The only time that this is going to be effective, this get, is if we know he died. We don't know if he's dead or not, this won't be chal. Right, unless you write the get in such a way that if you don't return in 12 months, then it'll be chal. But the way it seems to be written here is that, Shem Yomus, says Rashi. Only if he dies will it be chal. So only Shal of Aguna will be if there's a Yavam who's somewhere overseas, which they can't get to, then she's stuck forever. So in order to avoid that from happening, they had the get chal. If it's a question of not knowing his outcome, then you have to rewrite the get as if I don't come back in 12 months. Then you get to the whole sugya in the beginning of ones begidden or ain't ones begidden. Okay, does Tosus address this? Let's see. Tosus addresses all these questions. Tosus says, do we have time for Tosus? Not much time. Tosus talks about Yavam and not having children. Okay, so let's look at Tosus a little bit. Let's see how far we can get. Top Tosus writes, Kol yotzei l'mechemes beis David, get krisis kosalisha. Perish bekunches. She'im yomus b'mechama. If he dies in the war, yehi get meshask sivaso. The get's going to be chal from the moment he wrote the get. Kasha l'rabbeinu tam dimkein my kol hayotzei. Why everyone im lo mani el mishein lo banim? It only works. It's only needed for the person who doesn't have children. V'yesh lo yavam, has a brother-in-law. Because the whole concern is, according to Rashi, it seems that she's going to be fall to the yavam and be stuck. But let's say there her husband has no brothers. So there's no concern. And let's say she has children, then she's never going to fall to the yavam. So why did the Gemara say, Kol, everyone has to write it. It should only be those who have brothers and have no children. That's number one. Two, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Gittin, B'misha Achsu, Mahi Ba'osan Hayamim, what's her status during those days of waiting? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harehi Ke'eshes Ish L'chol Dvarah. She's an Eshes Ish during the waiting period. She doesn't know the outcome of her husband. V'kai Amai Dikmai, so why is she considered Eishes Ish? If the husband ends up dying, retroactively, she should be viewed as no longer an Eishes Ish. She should be viewed as being single the entire way through. So we don't have to go through all these different questions here, but let's go to the next shot here.
What happened if he was taking capture and he did not know what happened with him? If
you're Naguna. Does not. You're Naguna.
So the get doesn't help him at all.
Here, Rabbeinu Tam. Here we go. Look at Rabbeinu Tam. Look at four medium wide lines down in that Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, the end of the line.
Okay.
Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, Kosev get krisis legamre, below shim tanai. Oh, he actually forget that. He's not going to explain further. Okay. Tosa is going through very detailed cases of this tonight, that tonight. I don't think it's worthwhile us going through it. But either way, he does ask some of our questions about it. It should only be relevant for a person who is person who has a yavam and has a has no children. But let's give the rest of the Tosfos. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara says now, Amar Abaye, Abaye says further, Af ani nami tanina. I also learn this to be the case, that what? Let's see. Rashi tells us that the toin pesach pasuch matasi asur alav velo amrino lo kimle. So that's the Rashi that probably made the diak from. That's the Kamash Malam. The Rashi says that he could make a claim of pesach pasuch, and we don't say lo kimle. Rather, we say he is kimle. He does know the metzias. That was one shot. And the upshot, we said, no, even though lo kimle, we still trust him. So that's the Rashi they're probably medayik on. We do trust the bachar, even though he's never been married before, he does know the difference between pesach pasuch matasi or not. So how do we know? How's a bai hold this way? He quotes, so Gemara, so that much we don't know how he knows that way, but okay. But how does a bai know that we trust him in terms of Pesach Pasuach? So he says, the Mishnah tells us Basula, our very Mishnah in the beginning of Ksuvis, the first Mishnah, Basula Nisais Liyom Revi. The Basula gets married on Wednesday, Liyom Revi in Liyom Chamishilo, but not on a Thursday. My time, what's the reasoning? Mishim Ikuri Daita. We're concerned that if he doesn't get married the day before the basin, he's going to get married on a Monday, Tuesday. He's going to cool off. He's first going to be so upset that he thought he was getting married to a basula and she wasn't a basula. So he's going to want to go to the basin the next day. But if the basin's not seeing the next day, he's going to say, all right, forget about it. I'll just stay with her. It's okay. So we had to make sure they got married the day before they sat in basins. This way he won't cool off. So the Gemara says, in terms of Lamai, and with respect to what? What's he going to cool off about? What halacha? If he's going to cool off about giving ksuba, okay. And if he wants to give her the ksuba, he's allowed to give her ksuba. That's not our problem. If he's willing to give her the $400 for the ksuba, let him give it. So that can't be our concern. Se'ela must be the reason why we're concerned he's going to cool off is le'osra alav, because she's going to ask her, she's now ushered him. So we don't want them to stay together if she's supposed to be usher. If she was really supposed to be basula and turned out pesach basuach and she was with another man, she's now an ashes ish, that's usher. So then we can't allow them as Bezin, we can't allow them to stay with each other. So we have to put a situation where we'll know he'll be so upset he'll come the next day to Bezin. But they get married Monday, Tuesday, he'll end up saying, not a big deal, and he'll stay married.
After a while when she was in Arusa.
Exactly.
Or if she was Ashes
Kohen. While she was in Arusa, right. So we have to ensure that he won't cool off to make sure he comes to Bezin.
Because so this is the true reason, not because of that Dotit Karela. Because if there's an issue over there, Bedin needs to know about it.
Correct.
And that Dotit Karer, meaning that, let's say,
that's secondary. I mean, until now, the Gemara discussed from Amud Bet that is the main reason that, if it wasn't, because they meet twice a week, so if it was Thursday, whatever the days are, so that Dotit Karer, but this is the Ikar, sounds to me.
No, it is, though. Akri Daita is a way of saying that we want to make sure, if she's usher to him, we want to make sure they come to Bezin and make sure they separate. But this is still an outside factor that he might cool off of not coming to Bezin. He'll say, okay, I'll just forget about it.
Yeah.
Right. So we had to make sure it was close proximity to the time where they sit in Bezin.
First time we mentioned that reason, right?
Ikuridaita? No, the Gemara said it before, I think. If not Gemara, Rashi certainly said it.
No, Ikuridaita. Let's say also.
But I think Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta mentioned that's the reason why. I think so. Okay, so it must be the reason why we want them to get married the night before Bezin sits, because to prevent them, because now she's going to be usher to him. And the dekai, so what's the taina he's going to make? The dekai ta'in taina mai. So what's the taina that the husband's going to make the next morning in Bezin? Lav the dekai ta'in taina is Pesach Pasuach. It's not making a claim of Pesach Pasuach. He's going to come next morning, Thursday morning, and say, I was with my wife last night for the first time in Pesach Pasuach Matasi. So you see, Pesach Pasuach Matasi, we believe him to be usher her.
We say that most Bogros don't have Betulim, or why?
The Gemara is going to quickly reject that. We say, no, lo, the Katayin Tainus Dam. He's going to say there's no Dam.
Right,
and therefore, that doesn't serve as a proof anymore that we trust the Pesach Matsuach Masasi. Now, we might still trust it, but that mission, our mission in the beginning too, is not a proof for that concept. But it still might be a concept that Rabbi Lazar certainly holds of this concept, the Pesach Matsuach.
What's Abai saying in this? So we're refuting what about?
Yeah, exactly. Hinishi wanted to say our Mishnah is a good raya for this concept, and the Gemara says no. Whoever said his taina is going to be a taina of Pesach Batsuch Matsasi, maybe the taina is going to be a taina of Dam Basulim, and there's no proof for Pesach Batsuch Matsasi is Neman.
So we are now holding at what? That it's only according to
Rabbi Elazar.
So,
Rabbi Elazar. We don't reject it.
Are we hold like him or not? Or it's going on still?
I think we hold like him, yeah. Yeah, I believe so. Let's see. Is there a there's a notation by Svek Sveika? Much of that goes back on Rabbi Lazar's entire statement. I don't know. Right now, we haven't seen a rejection of it. It seems to make a lot of sense. We just don't have a raya from our Mishnah. But it's not a rejection. Okay.
I'm using that for one
No,
that's
actually,
fine.
You deserve it. From dinner last night, he said some nice words about you and Gidi. Okay, so there's the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ha'omer Pesach Batsuach Matasi. If a person makes such a claim, Neman Lahafsida Ksubasa. Now Shmuel is taken to the next level. Up until now, we said only he's believed to aser her to himself. In his own world, for himself, she's aser, but he doesn't have the ability to aser to prevent her from collecting Ksuba. He has no right. He's just a Shav Enafshe Chaticha Disura, which is a nether only in his own small little world. But right here, he's believed to go so far to say that she loses her ksuba because of this taina. So what's pshat? So
doesn't make sense,
right? So Rashi says, "Lafsida ksuvasa al pi asmo," based on his own word. What gives him that right? The time the Kamal, the Gemara is going to tell us later on. This is going to be on the Daf Yud that Mifarish Chazaka in Adam Tarech Besuda Mafsida. Person's not going to spend the whole money and time and effort into making a whole chasana, and the next morning say, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, if he didn't really find it. No one plays games like that.
It's Mamonos. You cannot have a Svara for Mamonos.
It's a chazaka. It's a chazaka the Gemara has.
Is
that he
is good enough for, to take out to...
Yeah, unless she has, against what other claim? It's a chazaka. His chazaka gives him Nemanos to make a claim. Now, if she has Edom, that says otherwise, then Edom's going to...
It's still a chazaka.
It's a chazaka that gives him the certain amount of nemanos. Now, it's not full proof that if she has ate them somehow to prove that she's not Pesach Basuch or other evidence, right? But if you could, let's say we suggested from the time she was born to the day she got married, she had ate them with her at every moment. 24/7. So then she could prove that. So then the Edom would knock out his chazaka of Ein Adam Torech Basuda. So that chazaka gives him that right to make such a taina. That's why he could take it to the next level. So the Gemara says, so Amar of Yosef, Maik Mashman, what's the Chiddush here? Tanina, we have another Mishnah that already says this. What's the Mishnah? Ha'ochel, this Mishnah that's found later on. Is it a Mishnah? I don't think it's a Mishnah, but it may just be a Braisa. Ha'ochel etel chamav v'yehuda shlo be'edim eino yachol aton tainis besum. V'pnei shemis yachid ima b'yehuda. So an ima. So a person who eats by his father-in-law in the heir of Yehuda, of Eretz Yisrael, without edim, there's no edim watching over them, he's not believed, if when they get married, he's not believed to say tainis besum. Because in Yehuda, they'd be miyached with each other, and we don't trust each other, we don't trust them, and we're going to assume that they probably had a bia already beforehand, and she had lost the basulim already before they got married. In Yehuda, that's what they did. We found this concept throughout Shas, that they would do this in Yehuda, libo gaspa. So, b'Yehuda hu d'lo matzitan. So, only in Yehuda do we not trust him of this taina. But ha b'galil matzitan. But in Gala, we do believe him. So now, the taina we're talking about here is referring to the, even though it says tainus basulim, we're trying to bring a proof for tainus pesach pasuach.
And then also, it could be only talking about that he's asur on himself, her, but not about the kasuva also. How do we know?
Right, so Gemara is going to go through each stage right now. So Gemara says, ulamai. Again, Yehuda hu d'lo matzitan. Only in Yehuda you can't make a taina because libo gaspa, because they're miyached in Yehuda. But begalo, the other area of Yehuda, of Eretz Yisrael, where they're not miyached without edim, so begalo matzitan. So then you were able to claim such a claim. So what's the claim? Ulamai, and with respect to which halacha do we trust him? Ila osra ala Yehuda amai lo. If it's with respect to asering her on him in Yehuda, why wouldn't we believe him? We always believe, everyone agrees up until now, we always believe him, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura. He should have every right to make a taina of asering her on him. It's a nether. So Ella must be with respect to the taina of Ella Lav Lafsida Ksubasa. It must be that we believe him to lose her Ksuba in Galil. And the Katayin taina, and which taina is he making? My love, the katan, tainis pesach pasuch, is not a taina. He says that pesach pasuch matzasi. So we see from all this that only Yehuda we don't trust him of making a taina. But the inference is in Galil we trust him to make a taina of pesach pasuch to be mafsid ksubasa. It's a very strange habit. The Gemara quickly says, lo, the katan, tainis damim. He says, the taina, tainis damim. That's what the Gemara clearly had said beforehand, that we don't trust him to say tainis pasulim. It's strange having to think he was going to make a tainus pesach pasuach if the Gemara clearly says initially that again eino yachol liton tainus pesulim. Not sure if the Rishonim addressed this question, but Either way, so we see from all of this that this, again, they attempted to bring another raya. Sorry.
There's a matlab in Yehuda.
I was sick like a few days.
It's a chiddush that just came out.
I was sick yesterday.
Say that again. That. Right. But
even as a map of dam.
Even as a map of dam. No, he's trying to make a claim. If he says that there was no dam basulim, we don't trust him.
Well, Gemara is saying that he has a tainus dam.
I didn't come.
The Gemara in the end in Galil he has a tainus dam.
Well, we're saying in Yehuda there's no nemanus, in Galil there is nemanus.
Right.
So what which case in Yehuda there's no nemanus, when in Galil there is nemanus, by tainus dam, right?
That's the Gemara concludes, right?
So what's tainus dam?
That he says that there is no dam basulim.
And Lechori has a ra, you know.
Lechora, the fact that the mappa was clean. Right, Lechora.
So there's a chiddush that, that's why you might not want to say tainus. That's why you might not want to say everything with tainus dam, because there's a chiddush then by Yehuda that even though there's a map,
right, but Shin, but the Gemara clearly says Eino yachol liton tainus basulim. So it's hard for us to have Habina to think what's a taina he's making, a taina pesach pasuach he's not believed by Yehuda. We're reinterpreting those words, which clearly say
dam basulim. The beginning, this
the sugya or this.
Amar Rabbi
Yosef. Yes. So let's go back even two lines above that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel Mechadish, that Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matasi Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. He says that a man is believed to not only aser her to himself, but even to make her lose her Ksuba. Her $200, $400, whatever it might be in the Ksuba, she loses that based on what he tainus. So Rav Yosef attempts to bring a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Ma'ik Mashon Motachidashir. Tanina, we already have a brisa that tells us Ha'ochel Eitzel Chamav B'Yehuda. A chasan has a meal with his father-in-law, seemingly his kal is there also, in Yehuda. He stays over at his in-law's house. Shelo be'edim, and there are no edim who are watching over to make sure nothing's going on. Eino yachol liton tainus basulim. The night they get married, he cannot claim, I didn't find dam basulim. He can't claim that. Mipnei shemisyachir ima b'Yehuda. Because in Yehuda, they would have yichud.
That's mutal.
That's what they used to do. And Rashi explains why would they do this. Mipnei shemisyachir ima b'Yehuda hayu miyachdin osam kadei she'ed libo gaspa. In order to get them more attracted to each other, more interested in each other, and more excited to get married, they would do this. But since there were no Edom to oversee everything, so we don't know if it just stopped at Yichud, whereas the concern that maybe the Imamish had Bia, and they already lost Dam Basulim months ago.
And it's allowed.
So that's all, that's
the
what...
The Bia is not allowed, the Yichud is allowed.
Oh, so he's talking about Yichud, not a Bia. Okay.
Right, but it's very possible, since there were no Edom overseeing, it's very possible that they actually did have Bia, and there's no Dam Basulim anymore by the time they get married. So that's what the Brisa says. So now the Gemara is trying to figure out, so what is the taina here? What's going on? So Gemara first step is, Yehuda hu delo tan, mati tan. Only in Yehuda are they not allowed to make such a taina. We don't know the taina yet.
What is the taina? We don't know.
We don't know. Even though Gemara really said what the taina was, but right now we're pretending we don't know.
But in Galil,
right. But in Galil, mati tan, we can believe them, because there's no yichud in Galil. Or at least if there was yichud, it was only be'edim. So with what do we believe him for in Galil? What's the result? Ila Oser Alav, if it's to Asher her on him, Yehuda Amailo.
This is what I understand.
So whatever taina he makes, we don't know what the taina is yet, but whatever taina he's making, what's he trying to accomplish? If he's trying to accomplish that she's going to be Asher to him, so that we're saying that in Yehuda, he can't Asher her on him?
He cannot.
Of course he can. He could always make a neder. He could always say, Shave Nashi Chaticha Di Surah. Right, Rebbe Elazar in the beginning of the Gemara, Amun Al said, Pesach Basuch Matasi Neman La Oser Alav.
Right.
We never saw a chiluk. Everyone agrees right now to that concept.
But here he had yichud the night before. We're saying that that's why he cannot taina.
But by him making that statement, Pesach Patsuach, he made a neder for himself. He asked her. Just by saying that statement, even though he might not be right, Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disur, he basically says, my wife is asked to me. Okay, that's your neder.
Well, okay.
So that's it. So you could ask her wherever you are.
Okay.
So can't be trying to ask her on you. So it must be rather el lav lafsi the ksuba. So it must be with respect to believing him in her losing her ksuba. That's what we're trying to prove, that he has the ability to make her lose her ksuba.
Right. And he doesn't have in Yehuda and he does in the Galil.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now what taina is he making that he can have her lose her ksuba? So Gemara says it must be where he make a taina of Pesach Pasuach. So we see Pesach Pasuach is a taina that could be mafsid her ksuba. And the Gemara says no.
Because in the Galil he's mafsid. Right. Okay. Right.
So Mar says, not true. The taina he's making is taina's damim. He says there was no damim the night before. In Yehuda, we don't believe him. In Kala, we do.
And she can prove that there was, so therefore that's why she's mafsid the ksuba.
Exactly. Well, in Yehuda, we don't try, even though
no,
the mappa was clean.
Him, but in the Galil, he can.
And she should bring a proof of the mappa. There's no mappa.
For the mappa, and that's it. Okay,
exactly.
So there's real proof.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's so my shaila was that the Gemara says we don't believe in Yehuda. Eino yachal liton tainis besulim, which is dam tainis damim. We don't believe him. So how could the Gemara have a hav meaning to say the taina is talking about pesach basuach? The Gemara clearly says the taina we said he can't make is the dam of besulim. That was my shaila. So that. You hear that, Charlie?
It says tainas besulim. It doesn't say tainas dam besulim.
But besulim, l'chora means dam besulim as opposed to pesach.
Pesach he says she lost the besulim. She did
absolutely. Pesach basulim, I thought it meant that it was as open as opposed to no dam there. A different taina.
Besulim, I think what's meaning is that a woman lose besulim without dam sometimes.
So he's saying besulim just means in general there are two indicators of being a non-besula.
Right.
You can interpret it one of those two ways. Okay, let's do a quick review then. I'm going to try to do a quick review here, but Gemara said, Pesach Masuach Masasi, we believe him that she is Aser on him now. We said, why is that true? It's Svek Sveka, whether it's Tachtav, Lo Tachtav, Ratzon, or Ones. We said there are two answers. Either Eishes Kohen, where Ratzon, Ones is not a relevant Tzavik, or it's talking about a situation where she is engaged under three. That means it's not a situation when she had Dam Besulim. She definitely had Dam Besulim Tachtav. It only becomes a question of Ones versus Ratzon, no longer Shail of Tachtav versus Lo Tachtav. Gemara went ahead and said, what's a chiddush? We already have other situations where we believe him. If he says that she's engaged to me, even though she denies it, we still trust him. Of Shavya Nafshe, Achaticha Diyisura. Whereas over there, we vade trust him because Kimle. But here, maybe Lo Kimle, he doesn't really know Pesach Matsuach. So Kamashmalan, even by Pesach Matsuach, we trust him. Two ways to read that Kamashmalan. He says, is that really true? Rabbi Elazar says Pesach Matsuach Matsasi. He says only by Kinu Visira and Kamaisa Shahaya is the only time we trust him. The Gemara had to tweak that a little bit more. Maisa Shahaya Batsheva was really a situation where she was not Aser to him because there's no Kinu Visira. So just like she's not Aser there because no Kinu Visira, so too the only time she can be Aser is when there is Kinu Visira. The Gemara end up concluding that there are three ways to Aser a wife to a husband. Is either through Tuedim or through an Eid Echad with the backdrop of Kinoi. Or through a Pesach Matsuach has the same strength as Pesach as Shnei Edim. The Gemara says that's the case. Why was David Aser to her? It's like, why was she not Aser? If it's Pesach Matsuach, if there are Edim, then Batsheva should certainly be Aser to David. We said either David was Beones, he Ma'aneser, or a situation where they had that special get that they wrote, Kol Yotze Mechemes based David, wrote a get, Krisus, Lemafreya, she ended up being unmarried. She was single and permitted to David HaMelech. And we brought a pasuk to prove the point that you're supposed to write the get Krisus of Aruvasam Tikach. Then the Gemara ends up saying, Abai tried to bring a rai from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah may have proved this concept of Neman Laosra. The Gemara said, no, our Mishnah is talking about a Pesach, a taina of Dam Sum, not a taina of Pesach Masuach. And then the Gemara said that Shmuel said even further than Rabbi Elazar that not only he believed to Aser her, he's even believed to make her lose her Ksuba, which is through the Chazak of Einadim Torech Besuda Lafsida. And then Gemara ended up bringing a raya from the Gemara later on. We end up saying that's not a raya either. Okay, Shkoyach.